From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A deadly terrorist attack in Tunis. Gunmen stormed a well-known museum in Tunisia's capital Wednesday, killing 17 foreign tourists and two members of the security forces. Two gunmen were also killed. Tunisian officials are calling the assault an attack on tourism and the Tunisian economy, but some analysts say it appeared to be in retaliation for the country's new counterterrorism measures. Heather Murdoch has more.
On Tunisian television Wednesday evening, Prime Minister Habib Esed called the fight against terrorism a long-term battle for the future of the country and its success. He said the attack on Tunis's famed Bardo Museum was intended to hit the economy by harming the tourism industry, one of Tunisia's most important economic sectors. While it's not clear who was responsible for the attack, professor of political sociology Syed Sadek says it's likely one of the many militant groups that have flourished since 2011, when the Arab Spring uprooted Tunisia's security apparatus and weapons poured out of neighboring Libya. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will do everything in his power to ensure the well-being and security of all Israeli citizens. He made his comments at the Western Wall in Jerusalem a day after his Likud party scored a resounding victory in Israel's parliamentary election. The Nigerian army says it has found no clues as to the whereabouts of more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped last year by Boko Haram. The army chief of staff told reporters the military is making inquiries about the girls in areas retaken by militants. This is VOA News. Police fought with anti-austerity protesters Wednesday outside the new headquarters of the European Central Bank in Frankfurt, Germany. The violence broke out ahead of a ceremony marking the opening of the building. 14 police officers sustained minor injuries from stones hurled by the demonstrators. Police in Japan say they are investigating death threats against U.S. Ambassador Caroline Kennedy and Alfred Magelby, the U.S. Consul General in Okinawa. Press reports quote police officials as saying the threats were made in telephone calls to the U.S. embassy. The motive for the threats has not been made public. President Vladimir Putin addressed a rally in Moscow Wednesday to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. He said any attempt from abroad to make life difficult for Russia is a futile pursuit. Also Wednesday, Mr. Putin opened a Kremlin meeting on Crimea's socio-economic development by saying he wants to congratulate once again all Crimeans and the Russian citizens for Crimea's accession to Russia. South Korean businessmen say they have made no progress in talks with North Korea over wage increases at the jointly run Kaesong Industrial Complex. Chung Ki-sup, the head of the Council of South Korean Businesses in Kaesong, said the two sides failed to bridge their differences during a two-hour meeting Wednesday. It's not clear if there will be more meetings. The North is seeking a wage hike for North Korean workers at the complex. Sierra Leone's president has fired his vice president, Samuel Sam-Sumana. Sam-Sumana was recently kicked out of the ruling party on allegations he was instigating violence and forming a new party. The president made the announcement Wednesday. A suicide car bomber attacked a government compound in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province Wednesday, killing at least seven people and wounding 41. The complex in Lashkar Gah houses the governor as well as the head of the provincial capital. A local district governor was among the wounded in the blast. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. Singapore's government says the health of First Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew has deteriorated further. Mr. Lee was hospitalized February 5th for severe pneumonia and has since been placed on a ventilator. The U.S. Presbyterian Church has approved an amendment in the church's constitution allowing same-sex marriage. A majority of the church's 171 regional districts or presbyteries have approved the amendment. On Tuesday, a presbytery in New Jersey cast the deciding vote. The change will take place on June 21st. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.